When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Maybe this should just be the hot seat.
I'm 21 posting and I still don't know what you do.
Oh.
How many clients do you have there?
I lost all my clients. I had to start all over.
If I'm teaching spa ownership to other people, maybe I should know how to run one. So you don't specialize in scaling from the beginning, because that's not really a thing.
It can be.
I don't even like your website.
What?
If you feel like this is a dead end path for you,
yes,
close it. You started to attract that because that's what you wanted to do. You don't yet work with entrepreneurs who are looking to scale, okay? You were no longer marketing to your customers.
I have a lot to just
process.
Yes, this was good. This was really, I know, right?
She better not be trying to take my business idea. Welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins, where I bring you the most transparent conversations from entrepreneurs who are doing amazing things in their industries. And I also have special episodes where I get to sit down from members of my community, Actionable CEO, and coach them in areas that they are struggling with in their business. And today is one of those days. I am super excited. I love these episodes where I get to have members from my community come in and get the help that they need in their business. So we're going to jump right into it. Before I introduce my guest, though, I get questions every single time we release an episode like this. Like, Donnie, how can I sit on the sofa with you and get coached for my business as well? Well, first things first, you have to be a member of Actionable CEO. It is a perk that at this time is only available to those members. So that said, I want to introduce two of my guests today. Actually, I'm going to let y'all introduce yourselves. Tell me your name, where you traveled from, because you guys traveled to be here, and what your business is. We're going to start with Nisha.
My name is Nisha. I traveled from California to be here today. I am in the beauty industry. My name is Nisha. The name of my business, Alluring Curves, and I am a beauty industry mentor.
Love that, love that, love that. When you say you're in the beauty industry, what does that mean exactly?
So I started off doing services. I started off doing all non-invasive services, which is cavitation, which breaks down the fat cells, sculpts the body, give the client the hourglass without the need of surgery, removing any bra bulges or back rows, skin tightening, wood therapy, post-op care. We started off doing just services, but my business has transitioned. So now I'm actually doing coaching. I do speaking engagements too as well. So when I started off in the beauty industry, it was all for services and non-invasive services.
Okay. So long story short, you do aesthetic beauty services.
Yes.
Okay. All righty. And Erin, if you could do the same.
Yes, I am Erin, and I'm here from Chicago, and I am a business coach. My business is Black Excellence Consulting, and I help entrepreneurs succeed in business systems, operations, and just coaching about the foundational part of building a business, as well as structure and organization.
Okay. And today we're going to dive into what issues you guys are having in your, well, first of all, why are you both looking at me like this? What's going on?
I'm just waiting for, like, I don't know.
What is going on here? I thought we got warm and fuzzy. We did our introductions. I told y'all this wasn't going to be like, you know, the problem is, Reese, Nisha came in while we were recording the hot seat. She came in while we were recording the hot seat, and your girl wants to. She's like, Donnie, I brought you flowers. Okay? She's like, I brought some flowers in here. Take it easy. Now I want to run. Y'all good?
Yes.
Do you think that this isn't going to go well?
No, it's going to go wonderful.
I think so too.
Yes.
I'm ready for notes.
Okay. All right. So you got something to take notes with.
Yes.
All right. Good stuff. All right. I just want to help us be successful. You know what I mean?
Yes.
All right. So Nisha, just because you said we start with Aaron, we are actually going to start with you. Is that okay with you?
That's okay.
All right. So let's talk about it. Okay. Tell me the name of your business.
Alluring Curves.
And I take notes in real time, you guys, so I can stay on track with what's going on. All right. So it's Alluring, A-L-L-U-R-I-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you located?
California.
What city?
Northridge.
Northridge. Where is that close to?
Northridge. Yeah.
Okay. So it's near LA. So mm-hmm. people in LA can come to your, is it a salon? Is it a spa?
Yes.
Is it
so it's a suite. We actually just transferred from Long Beach. I was in Long Beach for about 3 years, and then I transferred to Northridge.
Okay. So when you say I own Alluring Curves, mm-hmm. Alluring Curves is a spa, it's a salon. What is it?
So it will be considered a spa.
Okay. So Alluring Curves Spa, Northridge, California. And do you only have one location?
At this time, yes.
Okay. All righty. And tell me about the services that you provide.
So we just stopped doing services. So the services that we were actually doing were all non-invasive services. So we were doing post-op care, everything with non-invasive machines. So stubborn fat, skin tightening, cellulite, anything you could think of. We also did V-steaming too as well, V-steaming services. We provided those services too as well. I also had an esthetician too as well that was doing esthetician services as far as facials, waxing, all your beauty needs.
Okay. So you have a brick and mortar location?
Mm-hmm.
That you don't do services out of?
Because the lease will be up, so we'll be done. Like, we're just, I want to keep the good business and, you know, until the lease is up. And then
when's
that's
your lease
it.
Ending?
And 60 days.
Okay. So you're just finishing out the lease paying. So you have Alluring Curves, mm-hmm. which was a spa, but no longer a spa. So what is your business?
So that's where I need your help for the transitioning of the business. So now my business transitioned from 80%, the business was literally 90% of me speaking, teaching, mentoring, to where it went literally to 10% services. And at first, it was just 100% services. So now I just have a mentoring business. So that's another reason why I need to your help with the transition, because Alluring Curves is not aligning what I'm actually doing now.
So Alluring Curves is essentially going out of business.
That's the thing. I trademarked the business. I put so much into it. I was trying to figure out if there's a way I can still hold on to the name, but it's just not aligning.
Okay. How long have you been in business?
4 years this year.
So you started during the pandemic?
Yes, 2020.
How much money did you make last year before taxes?
Last year before taxes, we made $453,000 and actually rolled back a lot.
Rolled back a lot?
Yes.
What does that mean?
The first year in my first year in business, when I started in 2020, I started in July. So I made $353,000. The second year, we took the business to a seven-figure business. And then the third year, we rolled back.
Okay. So now I'm starting to understand why you want to get out of the business. Is that what's going on here?
No, it's not that. I just need help with coaching far as I don't want to get out of the business. It's just that I need help far as transitioning from the aesthetics and the services just to mentor, just mentoring
and with my speaking engagements, if that makes sense. Because when you first looked at my page, you said, I don't know what you do. And it was, you've seen a Lauren Kurz, but when you go to a Lauren Kurz, there's no services there. They're all the way at the bottom. So I've already started to transition, but I'm really trying to figure out how can I make it very, very clear to my audience what I do and also the name as well. And I know that I can't use a Lauren Kurz. You made it make so much sense to me in class. Mm-hmm. It really hit then. Like, it really hit.
What hit?
When you looked at, I was like, I don't know if you remember, but I was so excited. And then you said, well, what's the name of your page? And then you looked at it and you said, okay, but what do you do? And I was like, mm-hmm. What?
Well, let's see if you fix that. All right. Yes. Let's come on over here. Instagram. Okay. And the page is what?
Alluring.curves.
Alluring.curves. Live with my mentees. They want to know who's that girl. Mentor Nisha. Professional photos. Maybe this should just be the hot seat.
No. No.
No. No. Let me see. Wellness check-in. Dubai was amazing. The dress is dressing.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. I have scrolled now. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21. I'm 21 posting, and I still don't know what you do. I still have no idea. Okay, let's read the bio. I help beauty brands to six-figure milestones through sales and marketing strategies, focusing on leveraging resources to fuel sustainable growth. Okay, so from your bio, mm-hmm. I understand that you do something with beauty brands. Focusing on leveraging resources to fuel sustainable growth is just like filler fluff language, okay. Right? So I don't know what you do there. I understand that help beauty brands build to six figures through sales and marketing strategies. That really is just kind of all it needs to be.
Okay.
The other line just doesn't really add any value one way or the other, but let me check out the link that's in your bio. And when you say you work with beauty brands, is this hair salons, spas only, medical spas, non-invasive medical spas? Is there a niche?
So typically I have hairstylists, I have estheticians, I have nail techs. So any beauty brand when it comes to beauty.
Say that again.
So a lot of the mentees that I'm actually working with, they're in the beauty industry, either doing the same exact thing far as aesthetics, or if they're not doing far as any body services, I have hair techs that does hair, that has hair salons too as well, and also massage therapists as well. So any entrepreneur that's in the beauty, anything that has to do with beauty.
Makeup artists.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cosmetology.
Yes. Anything that has to do with beauty. Yes.
Okay, so that's going to be an issue. Okay. Right? If I were a doctor,
okay,
and you needed a heart transplant, would you come to me if I do all surgeries?
No, because I need a heart transplant.
I need a heart transplant, yes. Right? I understand that you're really, really good at diagnosing the flu in small babies,
mm-hmm.
but I need a heart transplant. Are you going to the same doctor who diagnoses the flu in children?
No.
To do that?
Mm-mm. No.
So it's going to be difficult, even if you build a six-figure brand. I would say if you build a six-figure brand doing this, you could have built a seven by just being a little clearer. So okay. We have to first understand what your area of expertise is, because a nail salon doesn't operate the same as a place that does like post-operation services for women who just maybe had a BBL or something like that, right?
Okay.
They run very differently. And then the work that you have to do from an operation standpoint, like in creating the framework with how you help somebody be successful, it's just going to be too much happening.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that we need to do is get really, really clear on who your audience is and where you have the most experience and expertise. You said for clarity, you do not do services at Alluring Curves anymore.
No, we just stopped doing our last client.
When was that?
Last week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A whole week ago?
Yes.
Okay. So I still see the website and I can still book services from your bio.
Exactly. And we have someone that's working on that. It's just taking longer than I expected.
Okay. So for now, let's just have them remove the whole book services tab.
Okay.
Yeah. Because even if the website is being revamped, the best thing to do would be like, we're undergoing, you know, blah, blah, blah. But here's some of our previous work, right?
Okay.
We'll be reintroducing or launching this month in this of this year. Okay?
Okay.
This particular month, whatever that month is. But let's go ahead and stop, because I would imagine if somebody goes on here to book some services, you got to call these people and say, we don't do that anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's get that off of here. All right. So
we did remove the booking calendar off, but that doesn't stop a person from paying.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
You got to take that off.
Yes.
So let's completely take that off. Okay, before I get into what's going on with your Instagram, I feel like there's a big clarity gap here in what needs to happen.
Okay.
So initially you said, you talked about your numbers with the actual spa, and then you said that you want to get out of it altogether. And then I said, so Alluring Curves is going out of business, and then you said no. Which is it? We can't be in business and out of business at the same time.
So, that's the challenging part for me, where I actually need the help at, because I want to hold on to it so bad. I don't want to let Alluring Curves go because I put so much into it, and also like the trademark, the paperwork, everything. Like I own the name, own the logo, everything. So. But what I'm transitioning to is just not aligning. So I know
that. Why isn't it aligning? So the spa created the opportunity for you to transition, yes?
Yes,
and you're,
absolutely.
You're transitioning into more of an educator in the same industry that you're it's not like you're going from educating about, I don't know, podcasting.
Yeah.
Or educating from the beauty industry to now educating about podcasting. You're still going to be in this same realm of beauty industry, right?
Okay. Yes.
So how is it not in alignment?
Because when you hear Alluring Curves, I feel that people may think more of the curve. That's what I'm
What I'm hearing is what you're really trying to say is the name.
Name. I want to change the name.
So you want to continue to do services.
No.
Girl, first of all, give me something to throw at her.
No.
Is there a remote control or something to throw? Because you know how you got to do it. Sit down. That's
no.
what I'm, what's going on? Okay.
So,
because now if I'm confused and you're confused, the person who needs to pay you money is confused.
Okay. So listen,
Aaron, are you confused?
A little.
Okay. Tell me what you think she's trying to do. Maybe, well, because it could just be me.
So I figured that she wanted to keep the name because she said she trademarked the name. So she wants to keep the name, but does it not make sense with the new services?
With the new mentorship?
Right.
Yes, that's what I need your help with. Like, mm-hmm. So if you see Alluring Curves, right? If you see Alluring Curves, and would you think that it's mentorship services?
Mm-hmm. No,
no,
but right now that's not the big issue that we need to solve for.
Okay.
Okay, first things first, are we owning a spa or not?
Mm-hmm. Once our lease is up, no.
Okay, write that down.
I did.
You wrote that down.
I already had.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Point it out.
Where I had it at?
Yeah, let me. I no longer own a spa. I want to see. Where's that
Oh,
at?
No, I don't have. I no longer. Oh.
I no longer own a spa.
Okay.
How'd that feel?
Ooh. Oh, a little sting.
Write this down. Alluring Curves has closed for business.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
How's that feel?
Still sting.
Okay. Write this down. I have moved on. How's that feel?
A little better. A little relief.
A little relief?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we owning a spa or not?
No.
Okay. Really quickly, the education part of your business so far, how much money have you made this year from it?
$75,000.
Okay. You've made a total of $75,000 the whole year?
Yes.
Okay. So well, if...
Meaning for what we're in now, right?
Just... For the education.
Just from 2024.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So if this is what we're doing this year, let's just say you could make about $300,000 if you continue to bring in those particular opportunities. But what were those opportunities that paid you $75,000? How'd you earn that?
Courses.
You're selling courses?
Courses and classes, yes.
Huh. Hold on a second. Give me a second. We are here. I am going to the link in your bio. Mentorship.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
And also the body sculpting classes.
Body sculpting classes.
Whereas they get certified.
So the body sculpting certification. Okay, so how many people do you have in your 6-week mentorship?
Right now I have 15.
Okay, and they're all paying $1,500?
Well, actually, we just upgraded to one to where it's $3,000. You either can get a $3,000 package or you can get a $1,500 package. The $3,000 package is not listed because this is for my this is not for people that's just coming in. This is for mentees that want to continue to retain me as their mentor.
Okay. So everything is really unclear. All right. I see what's happening here. Okay. Give me a second.
Okay.
We're done with the spa.
Yes.
You promise?
I promise.
You mean that?
I mean that.
Okay. So we are done with the spa. The body sculpting masterclass.
Yes.
Alluring curves. Okay. So you got a decision to make. Okay. You can make any brand name, because the issue here is not, you've already decided the spa is done.
Yeah.
So the issue here is not spa. There's no confusion with that. Your issue right now is what me and Aaron said, and it's how do we make the name Alluring Curves fit for the education piece? You can make it whatever we can make any name fit. We can name it Xylophone. Mm-hmm. And brand that as beauty industry mentorship and coaching, right? Mm-hmm. So it can be something like Alluring Curves, the education edition, Alluring Curves, the mentor, Alluring Curves, body sculpt, the, you know, body sculpting classes. It can be whatever you want it to be, the name. However, but the trademark, we'd have to see how it's trademarked, because just trademarking the name doesn't mean that you're trademarked in the category to now provide courses, classes, and coaching. Okay.
Yes.
So I am going to look at that. Let's look at this trademark that you have.
Okay.
Hold on one sec. How's it trademarked?
I have
the name.
Alluring Curves LLC. I think she did it like that. I had a trademark.
California, lawyer. This is you. Okay, you're trademarked in 3 classes, one of these, I think. Let me see. Trademark class 22. I have no idea. Oh, it's 25. I was going to say, I don't know why you picked that. Trademark class 22. So you have clothing. You're trademarked in the clothing category. You are also trademarked in providing services, medical care, alternative medicine, beauty care, and you have one more class trademarked. You're also trademarked in cosmetics. Okay, so you're not trademarked for anything that sells, in any area that services digital products. Classes, mentorship, okay. Coaching, events. None of that is trademarked under this class. So you would have to redo a whole trademark application, because you can't just add classes to a trademark later.
Right.
So let me help you break free from this. You will have to file a new trademark anyway, okay, to add this class. So okay. This is your opportunity during this transition to just change the name.
Okay.
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 So the issue no longer, you said, I've invested in this trademark.
Yes.
I don't want to just let it go. Well, if you're letting the spa go, that's the only thing that you've protected is Alluring Curves under a spa. If I wanted to start Alluring Curves coaching and mentorship today, I can. So you would have to refile for that part of the trademark. So the money that you've invested in that, it wasn't a waste. It served you very well. You've made your money back hand over fist. You can maintain it in the event that it's still maintained, but you can still hold on to it in the event that one day you have a change of heart and you want to start your spas all over again.
Okay.
But girl, you got to think about a new name anyway, or add to that one. I'll take it.
Right. So even if I just go ahead and change the name to something different, which I have thought about. I've already thought of a different name. However, I can still keep everything, right? Like still keep my page. I'm just changing the name. It'll just show on Instagram or the social media handles that this particular business was also known as this name or other names that was
known.
Are
you a boss in this industry? Like, are you well respected? Yes. I would imagine with the money that you're making, yes. It's like you're that girl.
Yes.
Okay. So you can do what you want to do. You can literally do what you want to do. What I would recommend that you do is celebrate this transition. You guys, we've been in business for the last 4 years as a spa. My passion is pulling me into a different direction. We're still serving the beauty girls, but we're going to do it from an education standpoint at this point. So be on the lookout. We are rebranding, new brand launching. Give it 90 days or so you can get all your branding together.
Okay.
60, 90 days, whatever that needs to be. That doesn't mean that you can't operate in the meantime, but I'm talking about like a big plan launch, right?
Okay.
And I would, you could have a launch party and you can invite all the people who are your mentees already and people who you've done coaching for already, even people who have worked for you, customers that have come into your spa, invite everybody out to celebrate this whole new brand. So this is presented.
Mm-hmm.
to your marketplace as a positive, and this is received from your marketplace as a positive as well. So now everybody is excited because you are elevating. You're not shutting down. You're not going out of business. You're elevating where your brand is going.
Okay.
One of the things, though, that I do want to just make a note of, even though you've already said that you want to close the spa because you want to go into education, you can be an educator and a spa owner at the same time.
Yes.
Okay. You can have people in that spa and you can employ a manager that can run that whole spa for you, because one of the things that makes it easiest for you to be an educator is for you to actually be in that business as well. You've done some time in it. You've paid your dues. You've made the success. You've generated success from it. Mm-hmm. But there's no reason. This doesn't have to be a this or that. It can be a this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you thought about that?
Donnie, I've tried that.
You've tried it?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the issue with it?
It's the people.
Is it the people?
Yeah.
Or is it you?
Like, no, I feel like it's the people.
The people that the people that do
it,
what?
Because it's like, I feel that some people, I feel like when you have certain people on your team, like right now my assistant on my team, this is not a job for her. This is something that she enjoys doing. This is something that she likes doing. And I just feel like I've went through a lot of different people that wasn't really serious about business or taking the business to the next level. Yes, I understand that it's my business. Yes, I understand I'm going to go through a lot of different people until you find like that right person. I understand that. But it was just a lot to like maintain, to keep consistent people. Too as well.
Are you a CEO?
Yes.
What's your favorite fast food restaurant?
Oh, you know what? My favorite food would be...
Favorite fast food restaurant.
Fast food? Probably In-N-Out.
In-N-Out. Okay. Is it fair to say that you've been to In-N-Out a couple of times over the past 12 months?
Yes.
Okay. Do you always see the same employees in In-N-Out?
I knew that's exactly. No, I do not.
Yeah. It's probably not the end-all career path for the employees that work at In-N-Out.
Yes.
McDonald's. Let's just say everybody's familiar with McDonald's. Yes. Some people, we're not all from the West Coast. We don't know In-N-Out, right? I know it because I travel, but let's just say McDonald's.
Okay.
Is it safe to say that you can go into McDonald's 1 month and 3 months later, you'll get a different cashier?
Absolutely.
And you might say, hey, does Mike still work here? Because he was really nice to me. And they say, oh, no, Mike doesn't work here anymore. Is it safe to say that?
Yes.
All right. Do you think Mr. McDonald's CEO is going to shut McDonald's down because he's constantly in transition of finding talent?
No, but that's not my main reason. That wasn't the main reason why. That was just like one of the reasons.
What's the main reason?
The main reason was just that my passion is more on the education, on the educator side.
Well, I understand that. Yeah.
So,
do you think Mr. McDonald's CEO's passion is burgers and fries?
No. No.
No.
It's not.
It's not. All I am trying, I'm not here to convince you that you need to I'm not here to convince you that you need to keep the spa open.
Yes.
If you feel like this is a dead end path for you,
yes,
close it.
Okay.
But what I am driving home, the point that I'm making, is that it doesn't have to be this or that.
Right.
You can do both.
Right.
And if I am someone who has already invested and built it and I've got staff and I've got a good customer base and it makes sense, I'm going to keep my spa running until it's no longer profitable. Like if I'm profitable, mm-hmm. the spa stays spying. I am going to get a manager in there to manage it. I am going to create a CEO employee frequency in how I run it, put some good operations in place for it, and let that spa keep making money. There's no reason that you have to stop it, okay?
Yes, but things transition. Things literally transition to where at first it was 100% services, 100% services. Even though I know business fluctuates, it goes up, it goes down in different areas of the business. But people were more adapted or more wanted me for the educating part.
Girl,
than versus
no,
the
they weren't. That's what you were talking about.
I feel like that.
No, because first of all, let me tell you something. I get a facial probably once a month at least, right? Uh-huh. I have never asked my esthetician to educate me about services. You started to attract that because that's what you wanted to do.
That makes sense.
All right? You were no longer marketing to your customers. You were marketing to other service providers. That's why you're attracting the 80%, 20%. If you did a great job at marketing to both, which you can, then you'd still be attracting your customers. But you don't have anybody, well, maybe a couple, but the majority of your customers who are coming in there for a vag steam are not like, girl, how do I own a spa? That's just every now and then you get that customer. But most of these girls are preparing for a date or a trip or something, and they just want to get their services together. They just had surgery. They want to get their services from you. They don't want to go open their own spa. You started talking to, you started showing lifestyle. You started showing what it's like to be this boss who has this type of business, and now you're attracting that person.
That's exactly what happened.
Oh my God.
That's exactly what. I'm looking at her like,
oh my God. Imagine I know exactly what happened.
No, that's exactly what happened. Yeah,
for sure. I kind of know.
Duh.
So with that realization, is that a realization for
you?
Yes. Does that change anything?
Yes, it does. It changes. I have a lot to think of. I have a lot to just
process.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what you need to do in this moment, now that you've had that realization, because when we start, it's like if I said, what's the last red car you saw today? Tell me about the red car you saw today.
I don't think I've seen one.
You probably did. But you weren't looking for it, so it didn't stand out for you, right?
Right.
But now that I've asked you to see a red car today, when you leave here, you're going to notice every red car on the street, right?
Yeah.
It's just like when we drive off of the lot. We didn't see this car this many times. Otherwise, we wouldn't have wanted to buy it if we saw it everywhere. Right. But as soon as we drive off the lot with our car, we now see this car everywhere. And we're like, dang, people got this car, this color, this model, this. Because that's what you've been putting out, this is what you're attracting. And where it's so simple for us to create this narrative. So my goal for you is to get clear. Do I want to really close this spa because I should close this spa? Or have I created this narrative in my head of believing that the spa was no longer working because my personal interest changed? And if my personal interest changed and where Hey, are you a service-based entrepreneur that helps your clients or customers get some type of result, but you're struggling to post and communicate your message on social media? You don't know how to type a caption that connects and gets people's attention and converts them from just someone who's following you on social to becoming your customer or your client? Great news is, that's my superpower. So I'm sending you 3 text messages every single day, excluding major holidays, directly to your phone of exactly what you need to post to get people to buy and convert them into clients and customers. All you have to do is join my program, Post to Paid, and you can do so by texting the words Post to Paid to 404-737-2767. And the best news is just $37 a month. So hurry up. Send me the text. I'm looking for it now. I am going where Nisha is going has changed. Does that mean that my successful salon that has generated 7 figures over the last 4 years needs to close down? No, it doesn't. It doesn't have to. So that's the decision that you're going to have to make. I kind of want you to sit with that and just think about it. Like, think about, okay, the lease, I've already given notice, is up. Would I have to move, or would my landlords renew to me? Like, is it too late for me to renew? Let's get the girls back in here. Can I get these girls back in here? Let me think about, do I know anybody for management? If I'm teaching spa ownership to other people, maybe I should know how to run one. So when we're talking about, and running one isn't just making money. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about these people I've tried, then my question is, are you prepared to teach that, right? Maybe you're teaching the services, but you're not teaching ownership. I don't know the menu of courses that you plan to offer, but I want you to master that part. Like, yes, these people, and it's a mindset like, hey, if you're about to get into the beauty industry and go into this business, let me from my experience with these people, let me tell you how to mentally get your head in the game. This is a constant revolving door. You are going to get spa workers in here. You're going to get technicians in here that want to work on a team. You're going to get some who just want training and then enough training from you, and they want to learn enough until they go and own their own thing. The bottom line is you got to keep resumes coming in. You got to keep putting out feelers for people. You got to constantly be recruiting because this is a revolving door. So to get ahead of that, first things first, you got to get your systems in place. You got to get your systems and your training and your processes. So when these people come in, you have something automatic to give them. You have, like, we do, I don't know, open call for new hires on the 1st and the 15th. Why do we do that? Well, because it's a constant revolving door, and I don't want to be in here training people 7 days a week, 3 days a week. So on the 1st and 15th, we do our open calls, we hire, and on the 20th and 25th, we do all of our training. So we got our 3 to 5 new people who come in, and we train them all at one time, get them on the floor. Like, there's different things that you can do to run this salon or run this spa so that you're not running yourself crazy. Mm-hmm. I want you to sit with that now, because you didn't realize the energy that you were putting out and why it reciprocated that way in your business. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I want you to sit with that.
Okay.
Think about it. Like, literally now, write out the vision that you have based on this. What do I really want? Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to come back and just kind of see where you are from there. Okay.
Okay.
Erin.
Yes.
Erin. All right. So you're so funny. Okay. Both of y'all are so funny. Erin. Okay. So talk to me about your business and where you are.
Okay, so I am very new in the business coaching industry as far as going professional and having a business in that area. My background is in photography, and I had a brick and mortar for about 5 to 7 years.
Erin!
Yes.
You're a six-figure accelerator.
Yes.
Okay, I'm listening to you and I'm like, this is also familiar. Okay. So this is why. Okay. So Erin is also a student in the Six Figure Accelerator program. We've since discontinued that program. Well, we haven't discontinued it, but we're revamping the program. And then you came over into Actionable CEO.
Yes.
Hey, girl.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So good stuff. So background is in photography.
Right.
Okay.
And so during that time, though, I got really interested into like the administration, logistics part of things.
Of the photography industry specifically?
No, of just business.
Where'd you get that interest from?
So I'm one of the first entrepreneurs in my family, so I kind of had to do everything on my own. So I do all the research, and I like to research. I love research. I love reading. I love learning new things. I love to work in general. So, and execution and like winning. So, I had to do a lot of that stuff on my own. So I had to create systems. I had to figure out how to operate. I had to start from scratch on like, how do I teach employees? Just like the whole thing. And I really, really enjoyed it. I started to like it a lot more than actually the technique of taking pictures.
Okay, wait. So you were learning these things for your photography business?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, to build that business. And I was succeeding, but I did not want to take pictures anymore. I wanted to work with people on business, and I wanted to do business as far as any type of business. Like, I wanted to go into some sort of coaching. I just knew I wanted to go into some sort of coaching. People would come in all the time asking me, how was I running my business? I had an entrepreneurship group that I kind of wanted to be like a community, but I ended up leading it. And I just really enjoyed it. So I went into business coaching 2021. And in 2022-23, I got my first clients, and I started to become an executive assistant, and I didn't like that. So I didn't have any structure. I didn't have my operations set up right. I didn't have my system set up right. So I had to start over and do it just like I did the photography business. So now that I'm revamping and starting over after a six-figure EDU and getting into Actionable CEO, I literally just started over in January, and I came out with a digital product in March, mid-March, for businesses, for entrepreneurs, which is all about operations, systems, structure, organization, all the things that I needed to do in order to start business coaching. And now I have clients where I'm actually doing coaching and I'm not becoming executive assistants in their businesses. And that's where I'm at today. So I have a few coaches and my digital product, and I'm trying to figure out how to grow in this area.
What's your Instagram?
Black Excellence Consulting _.
It's a long Instagram.
I know, but I wanted the name to be consistent.
_. Okay. This is your business page. Is this new?
It is. So okay. It's revamped. It's not new, but it's revamped. So I deleted a lot of the, you know, from being like executive assistant, like I can do this for you, I can do that for you, and to I'm a business coach, I can help, I can guide, I can service in that area. Mm-hmm. And plus the digital product.
Is that the workbook planner?
Yes.
Okay. How much are your coaching services?
So I have two low ticket, two high. The first one is the book. It's $39, which includes coaching in there throughout the book, not me physically. But then I also have
a digital book.
Yeah, it's a digital. I have a physical workbook, too, but I've really just been pushing the digital because I added more information in there, plus the planner. But from the coaching book, you can get into a group and community. It's $49 a month for the community. Mm-hmm. And we kind of go through the book, make sure execution is happening, make sure questions are being answered. So you're not just getting this book and sitting to the side. And then I have $13.99 for one-on-one coaching.
That's $1,399?
Yep.
Okay.
For one-on-one coaching. And then I have do-it-for-you services, so coaching and do-it-for-you services for
$2,999.
Yes.
Per month?
Yes.
Okay, done-for-you services. Okay. How many of the $39 digital books have you sold?
I've only sold 5 so far.
And how many people do you have in your community?
3.
Okay, and how many one-on-one coaching clients have you had?
I've had three, not consistent
since 2021.
Oh no. So I would say since March of this year, because I lost all my clients. I had to start all over.
Why?
Because I was becoming an executive assistant and I didn't like that. And I couldn't get the role back. I couldn't get the ownership back in. I'm a business coach and not like a service provider for you, for your business.
You're done for you services. How many clients do you have there?
None.
Have you ever had any?
Yes, but again, it was more like executive assistant.
You were working for them.
Yes.
You were a temp.
Yes. Exactly.
You were a temp. Okay.
Yes.
So you got your first client 2022-ish.
Mm-hmm.
How many clients have you had altogether?
I probably had about 10.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How long does your client keep you on average?
So I had clients for the whole like 6 to 8 months consistent.
Okay. And tell me about, okay, so what issue are you having, Erin?
So the issue I'm having is traffic, getting traffic, promotion, marketing, that sort of thing, making sure I'm marketing the right thing, because I feel like whatever it is I'm marketing, I'm not getting the clientele. So I don't know if I'm marketing the wrong thing or if I'm not marketing enough.
Mm-hmm.
Your
coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's messaging, just an FYI.
Mm-hmm.
Your coaching, what do you help an entrepreneur do? First of all, you said you help any entrepreneur.
Well, yeah, because I help with I help with systems, operations, structure, organization.
Okay, hold on. Systems, mm-hmm. operations, mm-hmm. structure. What does that mean to you?
Structure. I guess structure and organization can go hand in hand. Making sure that things are set up in a way that it makes sense, so you're not all over the place, so that mm-hmm. you're growing, you're scaling, mm-hmm. You're not stagnant.
Okay. And when you say systems, mm-hmm. tell me what that means to you.
Systems that work for you so that you can work in your business and on your business at the same time. So creating like automations, having a system where you, if you want to work a certain amount of time or days, like people don't look at things like that. They kind of just, you know, wake up and go at it. So structure as far as, and system as far as, just like if you worked a 9-to-5, you go in, you do a specific thing, you clock out. So mm-hmm. trying to help businesses to have a system and be structured so that they succeed.
Tell me about operations.
Operations would be making sure you have the right systems, programs. Hmm. So just systems, huh?
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sense, though. Like,
all right. So help me out. Mm-hmm. I have a business. Mm-hmm. I just so happen to have a business, right? And let's just play make believe, okay? Mm-hmm. I am coming to you, Erin. We are in our consultation now. Mm-hmm. I've decided to hire you as my business coach, mm-hmm. okay? I have a business. I have a business consulting agency. Okay. And right now, I'm struggling to scale to the next level. Mm-hmm. I need help getting to my next level. Help me.
Okay. So I would want to know what you're already doing.
What does that mean? Like what?
What you're doing as
Ask
far
me.
As. Oh, okay. So in your business, mm-hmm. how do you promote? What is it that you do? You do consulting. What type of consulting?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you get clientele?
Sure.
Now?
So I do consulting for digital brands who are looking to scale their businesses. Mm-hmm. And I get most of my leads for that through word of mouth.
Okay. And how well is that working for you?
What's well?
Do you feel like this is enough, or are you looking to grow in areas of finding more clientele?
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to find more clients.
Do you have room for that? Do you have systems set up in your business where you can have, how many clients would you like to have?
Thousands.
Okay. And so do you have room for that? Are you working alone or do you have partners? How would you be able to work with all these clients?
I have a team.
Okay.
But I'm not really sure because my team doesn't really work with my clients. Mm. I mean, like, what should I have in place?
So do you have any systems in order already, or are you kind of manually doing everything?
Like what?
How do you communicate with your clients?
On the phone.
Okay. Do you have anything set up where you know exactly how many clients you have and contact them on a regular basis? Do you meet with them a specific time?
We meet on Zoom.
Okay, and so how do you communicate with them in that way? You have like an email marketing system? Do you
like how do I make sure they know about the Zoom?
Right, and how do they get in contact with you?
Mm-hmm.
During
our onboarding call, we pick our day and time that we're going to be meeting, so it's the same day and time, and we just put mm-hmm. the calendar appointment on. We just put the appointment on their calendar.
Okay, and all these people come from word of mouth.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And so how do you promote at all?
So I have a podcast
mm-hmm.
and through the podcast, I get to have conversations with entrepreneurs and it shows my level of experience. However, that podcast is not to attract consulting clients.
Mm-hmm.
That podcast is to discuss entrepreneurship, and through word of mouth, I then talk to select individuals about other ways that I could help them.
Okay, so if you're looking to scale, then I would recommend a little bit more promotion using social media as well as online presence. Like,
can you tell me really what it means to scale?
To scale depends on what it is that you're trying to scale with. Are you trying to scale monetary? Are you trying to scale clientele? Are you trying to...
Wouldn't it kind of be the same thing?
It depends, because if you don't have enough room to have, depends on how you run your clients. Like, if you don't have enough room to have 1,000 clients because you have a huge workload with 5 clients, then maybe you want to have just 5 clients and a specific amount of money, or maybe you want to have more clients and it's more important to you to have clientele and help people than it is to make a certain amount of money.
Erin, I really just want to scale. Like, how am I going to scale?
So you would scale by promotion, marketing, and putting yourself out there.
Okay, so how should I do that? Let's talk. Because I saw on your site it said systems and operations and organization, but now you're talking to me about marketing.
Mm-hmm. So that would be a part of the systems. You would have to make sure that you're getting people to you from having an online presence. Mm-hmm. So you can start off with a website, Google. Mm-hmm. Those are the easiest ways to start. SEO, make sure you have good SEO system set up. Mm-hmm. And then social media marketing. So you're putting yourself out there, letting people know what your services are, what you provide.
So this is good. Would you say, like, I know that you coach entrepreneurs, but what's the end goal here?
The end goal would be whatever it is that they're trying to do. So I ask them what their goal. Oh, so you tell me what the end goal is.
Well, I told you I was trying to scale a business.
Well, then the end goal would be to get you either more clientele or more money. So it would depend. If you're scaling to get more clientele, then you would have to make sure your team is also working with you to be able to coach more clients because.
Okay. So I'm asking because a lot of the stuff that you're saying is, it kind of sounds like beginners. Mm-hmm. Do you have any experience scaling a company?
I have experience scaling from the beginning. So, like the foundational part of things. Like, if you don't have a system in order, if you don't have a foundation in order, you can't scale. So I start there. I start making sure that you have things in order. So when you do start to scale, you succeed.
Okay. So you don't specialize in scaling from the beginning because that's not really a thing, right?
It can be if you're starting out and looking to grow or scale, you would have to have things set up the right way. You can't just start without structure or systems and expect to scale.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So a couple things. And very good, by the way, but you don't yet work with entrepreneurs who are looking to scale. Okay. You work with entrepreneurs, sounds like, who are starting and or in their growth phase. Because with what you're talking about, here, first of all, you've never scaled a business before. Mm-hmm. And scaling is, you grow your business to your first 7 figures. You're scaling around 3, 5 and beyond. And then there are also going to be different language that says, nope, you don't scale a company until you're hitting like 10 million and beyond. Right. Okay. So it doesn't sound like that's what you're working with just yet.
Right.
It sounds like we're more so focused on the beginner.
Yes.
Entrepreneur who is looking to grow their business.
Right.
And we got to be really careful when we start using words like scale, because people will start to really think that they're about to scale their business.
So then that means that if you said that you wanted to scale, then I would say that's not my expertise.
Yes.
Okay.
So I am more of a growth strategist. Okay. I help entrepreneurs who are in the stage of their revenue is probably somewhere, let's just say $50,000 to $100,000. Yep. I help entrepreneurs who are looking to work, earn their very first 6 figures. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you're already a 7 figure entrepreneur with some proven systems in place. Mm-hmm. Whereas I'm the entrepreneur that will help you get these systems in place. Once you're getting to scale, you're adding additional systems and you're refining systems and you're becoming more strategic. So if I said I'm looking to scale my business, the first question that you would ask is, well, what does that mean to you? Mm-hmm. Because there's already a disconnect in what that means.
Okay,
great. What does that mean to you? And once you've identified, like, hey, this is a multiple 7-figure business that's looking to go to this level, then you say, okay, this is, I work with entrepreneurs who are doing this thing. So that would not be your client.
Got you.
Now, I will tell you that when I started working with clients who were looking to scale, I had to say that same thing, like, mm-hmm. oh, I don't work in the scale phase yet. And my very first client in for that reason said, look, I see the way you talk business. Mm-hmm. And if anybody can do it, I believe you can do it. Let's work together. And I got my first client that I helped scale because somebody just believed in my ability to do it. But that wasn't what I offered. That's not what I was known for. My other question to you would be, why didn't you just work with coaching photographers and how to establish an actual business as a photographer?
Because I like to learn. So I feel like I don't know if that would have been exciting to me. Mm-hmm. I wanted to learn more. I wanted to do more. I felt like I was capped off in photography. Mm-hmm. And people don't really take photography that serious.
Oh, not
they don't.
We know some people, Reese. We know some people that actually do. I know three coaches mm-hmm. in the photography space. That started off just like you, a photographer, and then they went into the education of photography and videography, and they've become seven-figure earners, but have also helped many people become six-figure earners or get started or get consistent, whatever that looks like. So that was just the question because it sounds like that's your natural talent ability.
Yeah.
No?
It is. I just want to do more than that. That's just not.
Yeah, and more is great. I want you to have a good starting point though, mm-hmm. like a good case study. I want you mm-hmm. to have something that says, I actually did this in a company and I actually implemented. So right now you just got started really a couple of months ago. So mm-hmm. we don't really have anything to indicate that you've done this and I'm really, really good at it. Mm-hmm. So I want to see you, if I could give you any advice. Part of the reason that you're probably struggling to get the clients is because you can't talk from a perspective of what you've done.
Okay.
It's just a whole bunch of what I do, right? Mm-hmm. So even if you have to leverage yourself as a case study, what was your most successful year as a photographer?
The last one.
Okay. How much money did you generate?
Probably like 40,000.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so you were still working a job as well?
Nope.
No,
mm-mm.
You were doing 40,000, but you married, girl. Yeah. So you think, hey, husband, things are a little different. So I think that if I'm being honest, considering what you've done in your own business mm-hmm. as an entrepreneur, I would not yet recommend that you are a business consultant that's necessarily focusing on operations for sure.
Okay.
Maybe some structure, maybe some organization, not even structure, because when we're talking about business structure, we're usually talking about the structure of your business, like in terms of leadership and what staff you have in place and mm-hmm. what they're doing and things like that. I honestly, while I believe that you can learn it and you've read books about it and you're interested and you're an eager learner, mm-hmm. I don't think that's what you're selling just yet, right? And so more so, potentially even creating a community for people who want to get their start in entrepreneurship, because you did do that.
Yeah. That's
and to make $40,000 from your own idea is an actual big deal, right? Mm-hmm. It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. So if you find other people who are in that space, like, you know how many people want to make $40,000 as an entrepreneur from their own idea?
Yeah.
Like, let's get the people who have an idea and they haven't started for whatever reason, and you can mm-hmm. help them start, and you can help them start strong. Okay. Let's also get the people who have started an idea, but they hadn't really found their groove yet.
Yeah.
And then you come in and say, hey, I'm looking at this, and if you can just stop writing down information on pen and paper and get a CRM,
mm-hmm.
like, let me show you how this changed everything for me, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Let's get the CRM in place. You're familiar with that. It sounds like you're familiar with that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can stop really just trying to do this thing word of mouth, and let's get some social media content going.
Yeah.
So for me, as I'm listening to you speak, it's more so about systems for beginner entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
social media or organic marketing strategies for beginner entrepreneurs, and maybe organization of thoughts and ideas for beginning entrepreneurs, all to help you grow a full-time business.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I think that's exactly where I am. I'm thinking about the clients that I do have, and that's exactly where they are, trying to get their ideas in order, and starting from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Even though they have an idea already, they're not making money from it. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to figure out how to make money from it. And I do know how to do that. I do know how to.
So why aren't you a coach or a consultant? And you're helping people make sense of their ideas, mm-hmm. and turn their ideas into profit.
Yeah. Hmm? Yeah. Okay. I actually, yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. I love that. So we're going to stop all of this systems and operations and structure talk, because okay. that's not yet your lane. I consult with entrepreneurs who need to make sense of their ideas so their ideas can become profitable.
Okay.
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 I consult with entrepreneurs I consult with entrepreneurs and help them make sense of their ideas, so they can become a full-time entrepreneur, something like that. But I think I like the first one better. I consult with entrepreneurs yes. who need, I help entrepreneurs make, I help make entrepreneurs make sense of their ideas and then help them make those ideas profitable.
Yeah. I love it.
Whatever I said the first time, it's on the recording. When this drops, you can see it.
Yep. I got
so
it.
That's that. So now that we have that understood, mm-hmm. now let's talk about what Erin actually does. So mm-hmm. it's the I help entrepreneurs, and you got the rest, dot, dot, dot. Mm-hmm. Let's create three pillars. So it's I help entrepreneur. I consult with entrepreneur. I help entrepreneurs make sense of their ideas. And if I'm you, it's like the sense with the dollar sign going through it, like so oh, people cute. Can see that this is making money. Mm-hmm. I help entrepreneurs make sense of their ideas so that their ideas can become profitable, right? And I do this through, one, you have a community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, so the digital book for sure. It does. It's literally that.
Okay, but I'm not buying a digital book. What does the digital book help me do?
Well, so during the process, it will only make sense for you to have the book because you're able to start writing things down.
Well, no, what I'm saying is you're not just going to sell me a digital book. Like oh, if no. I'm coming to you, it's like, and you tell me, oh, you need to start with my digital book. It's mm-hmm. no. So I want to look at this digital book real quick. I saw something on your link. I think I went to the wrong page, and it's this workbook. Mm-hmm. And it's, hey, are you ready to skyrocket your business in 2024? Mm-hmm. No. Are you ready to get this business off the ground? Are you ready to make sense of your ideas and help your business become profitable? Mm-hmm. That's what that needs to change to.
Yeah.
Okay. And even on your page here, mm-hmm. what I just said goes here yeah. in the heading. Mm-hmm. But here it needs to be like all the things that this workbook does, right?
Yeah.
This is a very small icon of what the book looks like in some very small language. It's not a highlight. Mm-hmm. So I have something here that doesn't really speak to me. And then the next big thing that I see is the $39 workbook and planner.
Okay.
Highlight the features for me, right? Okay. And then from the top of this page, look at here. From the top of the page to the bottom of your screen is called your above the fold. Uh-huh. All of the important information I need to know about this needs to go above the fold.
Okay.
I need to have this can be much smaller. It's just taking up too much real estate on your website. Okay. The name of the business. What I said, that tagline needs to go here, but this can also be much smaller.
Okay.
A picture of the actual book in progress, a picture of the actual book can go here
okay.
with all of the features and benefits and a buy button. All of that needs to go from the top of the page to the, without me having to scroll above the fold. Okay. We've got this here. So, boosting your business, enhance productivity, and then make this make sense. Boosting your business, that's probably not the conversation that's being had in people's heads who are looking to make sense of their ideas. Mm-hmm. So clear the confusion. Make sense of ideas.
Okay.
And this is like, what are they saying? These customers, these clients that you have already, like, mm-hmm. girl, I'm just stressed and overwhelmed. Okay. Reduce the stress and overwhelm. Okay.
Gotcha.
Helps you clear your ideas, helps you get closely connected to your passion and your purpose, or helps you identify. I'm using what you have here.
Mm.
Instead of the entrepreneur's path. Hey, CEO Donnie Wiggins here. And I am so excited to announce My new mentorship group is dropping. You may have already heard about it, but I wanted you to hear it from the horse's mouth, directly from me. My new mentorship group, Actionable CEO, for entrepreneurs who are interested in professional growth, personal growth, and financial growth. You want to learn from me. Y'all have been asking for this for the last 3 years, and I have finally brought Actionable CEO back to serve you. Every single week, direct mentorship from me. You will also hear from other people who are in my community that I believe will be greatly impactful to you. You're going to get behind the scenes. We're going to be spending some time together live. This is not pre-recorded. This is live mentorship. So if you are an entrepreneur and you want to be connected, feel connected, you want to elevate your brand, you want to elevate your life, you want to elevate your level of success, Actionable CEO is for you. ActionableCEO.com. See you there. Create a path toward your dream goals, something like that. Use the language that they're using in their heads when they're thinking about how badly they want to succeed.
Okay.
Also, the page is just not long enough to get me to buy.
So I can tell. Need more stuff. It needs to be. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I would get somebody professional to do this part.
Okay.
Because it's not bold enough with all of the digital resources available to entrepreneurs. You need to stand out.
Okay.
And this is just not standing out.
It wouldn't be
too wordy. No. Because that's the reason why we want everything above the fold. For people who don't want to read a lot, the snapshot is here.
Okay.
But for people who take a little longer to make a decision, it's like when you go to the car and buy a car, you know, you go to the car dealership to buy a car. Mm. You don't just walk in and buy. You want to see everything. Show me the spec sheet. Let me read the sticker on the window. You got a brochure. Let me take that home and work with it. We want all the, there's that buyer. And then there's a buyer who just walks in and says, I did the research on my own. Let me buy it. Right. Okay. So you're going to cover both bases.
Okay.
So that's first and foremost. But when I asked you about the three pillars that we're covering, it's not the book. Mm-hmm. I help entrepreneurs do this thing through, what are the three things that you do? Like you said, systems, operation, structure, and organization. It's no longer that. The first thing that you might do is some type of a clarity exercise. Think about what you do with your customers or your clients right now. I help them through these core pillars.
Okay. So it would be knowing your passion.
Is that what they're coming to you for?
Well, I wouldn't recommend trying to build a business that you're not passionate about. So that's what I would.
Why?
Because when the hard times come, you have to still want to work the business. And if you're passionate about it.
Or I could just staff it.
Right. But like, that's like levels. Like you have to mentally be involved.
Yeah.
Or you saying, I mean, like. Would that be my client then? I don't know.
I don't know. You
I
tell
don't
me.
Think so.
I mean, I don't think so, so there are people, I love for people to be connected to their businesses just because of what they're putting into it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people like, I could start an Amazon shop. I have an Amazon shop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not passionate about my Amazon shop,
okay.
But it generates revenue. It's easy to do,
mm-hmm.
right? So you might only focus on purpose-driven entrepreneurs.
Okay.
But let me tell you, the trick to that is if they feel like they don't know their purpose, they don't know that you can help them.
Right, but so then we would just start with it.
But you have to put that in your messaging.
Okay.
You don't have to know your purpose. I help you find that out. Okay. You don't have to have a passion about something right now. I help you identify what that is. Every single business doesn't have to be purposeful or attached to a passion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like when people diversify their portfolio streams of how they earn money,
mm-hmm.
everything they're not passionate about it, sometimes it's just a really good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
If I invest into a restaurant today, I'll seek guidance and coaching for it. Mm-hmm. I'm not passionate about it, but it's profitable and I don't mind doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I can like something and not be passionate or purposeful about it. So I want you to think about that.
Okay.
So you help entrepreneurs. Let me help you out. Gain clarity or make sense of their ideas.
Okay.
Make sense of their ideas. Okay. What else? Do the people that work with you typically already have a business or they're looking to start it?
Some people have a business or at least they have like products, ideas, prices, but they don't have any. It's not like put together. It's not packaged.
Okay. Make sense of their ideas. So you help them. So the first make sense of their idea is going to be clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the next one might be packaging their offer.
Okay.
packaging their offer to be sellable. And you play with this language.
Yeah, because I'm like, to be sellable, okay,
is what that really is. So, yeah. But you're thinking about the three pillars. It's clarity. The second one is packaging. Mm-hmm. And you elaborate on what that is. Okay. I help you take your idea and package it in a way that is marketable and sellable. Mm-hmm. And then what's the third thing?
Start making money.
Okay. Do you actually help your customer or your client make their first sale?
So
or generate more sales.
Yes.
Okay. Generate more.
So for people who've like stopped and then started again, like I've helped there.
Okay. So, what was your statement? It was something like, I help entrepreneurs make sense of their ideas. What was it?
I help entrepreneurs, with their business, turning their business ideas into profit.
I help entrepreneurs make sense of their ideas so their ideas can become profitable. I do this by working with them in, by helping them to get clarity, helping them package their offer into a sellable offer, and helping them to generate more sales.
It's so good.
I know, girl. That's what you do.
I loved it.
That is what you do. I'm glad that this was helpful for you.
Yes.
Now, the important thing is all of your messaging needs to only be about this.
Okay.
You don't talk systems. Mm-hmm. You don't talk operations. Mm-hmm. You don't talk business structure.
Okay.
You give clarity. Mm-hmm. You help them package their offer. You help them get more sales.
Okay.
The end. Okay.
Although those things are involved, don't say that.
Because that's not what they're thinking. An entrepreneur who's struggling to get off the ground is not talking about structure.
Right. Okay.
Okay. They're talking about, I don't know what to do next. Okay. I have no idea. I want to quit. Okay. I want to make sales. That's the language that they're speaking in their heads.
Okay.
And so if we want to be really, 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 really clear about bringing in the right audience, this is who it is.
Yes.
Okay. Does that make sense?
That's exactly what I needed.
This is exactly what you do. So you can talk about like things like that you do for, and your content needs to be in these three pillars.
Okay.
And clarity. Here's why you might not have clarity. Here are three things that you can do to get clarity. Here's some, you know, here are some steps to make sure you really have clarity. Like these are the things that you do. Okay. Packaging is going to be, what's the offer? How do you price it? What's the message around it? Mm-hmm. Right. And then you're talking about that kind of content, and then sales, like little, you're putting that kind of content out there. People are now seeing Aaron, the, I don't even want to say the expert because it doesn't feel real yet. Uh-huh. You are, and be clear in this messaging because this will resonate. It's how I started. You are a person who went out and started a business. You generated money, and now you want to help other people do the same thing.
Okay.
You are not claiming to be a business expert. Mm-hmm. You are not claiming to be a super successful, you know, entrepreneur. You are someone who started your own idea. You made money, and now you want to teach other people how to do it too.
Okay.
Or help them, you know, do it as well.
Right.
The end.
That was perfect. Seriously.
Yes, 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 yes. And I seriously want you to approach it that way. Like if you go on social, if you drop a video like, hi, my name is Aaron. And I, I was previously a photographer who was able to take my photography business to $40,000 a year in revenue. I throughout my journey, I learned that I had a bigger interest in business overall, and I started to take a deep dive into businesses. And now I've realized that I have a passion for helping other people make sense of their ideas and make money from it. Let me talk to you about the three things that I do. Like, that is your approach. You use that kind of transparent approach, being truthful about your experience level and your success level. All the entrepreneurs who want that same story, want somebody to resonate with, to be relatable to, will want to come to you to help you for business.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you have your book, you have your community. Even though I would be trying to sell them the community and then the book is an upsell.
Okay.
Okay. Because so we want recurring revenue.
Okay.
And then I'd be selling the digital book as an upsell.
Okay.
Okay.
And then what about the pricing? Does all that make sense?
Pricing is okay. I mean, you're just getting started really. So yeah. this is a good place for you to start. I don't like $13.99 or $29.99. It's $1,400 or $3,000.
Okay. That's really? It. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. 99 is not a good, psychologically, it's not a good sales conversion number. 97 would be the number. 97. But when we're talking about, that's like a one-time price. When we're talking about somebody paying you monthly, let's just make it a whole number.
Okay.
Or, you know, just an even number there. So that is, that's going to be that. Play around with your pricing. If you're seeing that, you know, you get 5 to 10 clients that are paying you at this rate, our pricing is good. Yeah. You get 20, 25 clients that are paying you at that, we might be able to increase it just a little bit. But before you focus on increasing prices, I want you to get the testimonials. I want people giving you rave reviews. Your reviews will increase your price.
Okay.
And that is that. I also don't recommend that you're doing any done-for-you services anymore. I'd eliminate that because there's nothing for you to do. We're on clarity. We're on packaging. We're on helping them generate more sales. You don't need to be doing anything for anybody right now. One-on-one coaching, allow them to get this work done. And again, you're not implementing systems. Now, if you want on a call, like sometimes with my clients, if there's something that I know that they won't be able to do, but I know how to do, we can spend our session like kind of going over that. Oh, you need to do this. Let me show you. Yep. Go ahead and do that. Okay. Yep. Do that. Gotcha. That's kind of how I do that. But I don't have the capacity to run an agency that does anything for someone. And I'm pretty sure you don't either. And the things that we've agreed that you're going to focus on, you don't need to be doing anything for them.
Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay. And don't fall into that bubble. If they need websites and stuff done, I don't even like your website. Don't do nobody website.
Okay.
Done. Don't be doing anybody's website. You send them to Fiverr or you can find other service providers that are really skilled and create affiliates with them. That's another stream of income, but it takes the onus off of you. You earn a little bit of a referral commission and they get a good job done.
I do have that with the CRM systems, actually.
Perfect.
Yep.
So it's not a done for you. It's like, hey, if you want, you can work with our team, blah, blah, blah. And you refer that out.
Okay.
All right. You clear?
Yep. Clear. Crystal.
Nisha.
Yes.
What are we doing?
I am no longer operating as a spa.
Okay.
And I will continue with educating. However, I do still have the trademark. So in the event I want to go back, that's still there. Mm-hmm. I would like to get clear far as the delivery too as well. And I will also like to celebrate the transition with a big plant launch too as well. So that way it's even more clear.
So you're already delivering. Your content is just not that great. Right. So your content, you're the star of your content, not the result. The result of what people want needs to be the star of your content. That's a note for everybody. The result that people want needs to be the star of your content, not you. You might be in your content, but the star is the information, right?
Okay.
And I see all these fabulous photo shoots with the words kind of in the background. Should be the other way around, okay? And just get really, really clear. Also, we want to be careful. Like, I just don't see any spa talk here, beauty industry. So I want you to, number one, decide who you're serving. And it can't be the whole beauty industry. It just can't be. It can be, and you can just do a very subpar job at doing that, or you can focus on people who have also owned spas, aesthetic services, or non-invasive spas, okay? Which would be my recommendation based on your experience and based on the success that you had in those spaces. Don't try to make all the money. Get as much as you can from an industry that you're actually experienced in. So let's start there.
Okay.
We are going to make a big deal about it coming soon. We're transitioning, blah, 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 blah. Okay. We want all of our customers and clients previous and previous to come and be a part of this. Okay. All of the spa girls that have worked for us, you know, this is your time. You may even be able to utilize them as like coaches to help you in your business and think about a profit share there.
Okay.
But you're making this announcement and you're getting ready. You're getting ready. I don't need to see all these other things if I'm not seeing if I'm not, like, we're not, let's ball, don't know what that means. Dubai was amazing. Good for you. How do you help me build a spa business?
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to stop all this kind of content and start really focusing on education, education, education. Somebody for you to, hold on 1 second. Let me see. You've got the classes. You've got this. Now, if I am you, I am leveraging a lot of like podcasts. I'm doing a lot of joint collaborations on social media and things like that. And now I am going out and telling people, my conversation is, how did I do it? How did I build a successful spa? How did I generate 7 figures over 4 years? You had 1 year in there that you did 7 figures, mm-hmm. but the other 2 years combined, that was also 7 figures. Mm-hmm. So how did I generate multiple 7 figures over the last 4 years as a spa owner? This is my conversation. What were my signature services? And why did I become that girl running a salon like this? What are some of the issues that I had running a salon? Those are the conversations that you're going on every podcast you can possibly get on and start having that conversation. Establish yourself as an educator, but the podcast is also going to bring awareness to the fact that you are that and gives you a chance to demonstrate your expertise without all of this extra stuff that you're doing on social media. That is how you're going to make the transition. You're literally changing the conversation. And we've discovered that you've already started making the transition. You just mm-hmm. didn't realize you were.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. This was good. I know, right? She was talking to you. I was
thinking, like, what's she writing? She better not be trying to take my business ideas.
Just how she was telling you, like, with notes. The delivery. I mean, hey, we in the same group,
right?
So,
mm-hmm, right,
so we most definitely right, could connect right, too, mm-hmm, as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, start your community as well. I believe everybody needs a recurring revenue model. Mm-hmm. But, it, you know, even if it's not a recurring revenue model, everybody needs a community where people can come together mm-hmm. to discuss one grand idea, yes. right? Over and over and over again. And even if your community isn't monetized, you're learning, right? Mm-hmm. You've got the information that you need. You're getting the feedback that you need yep. to make the business grow. So, do y'all feel served?
Yes, absolutely.
Served.
I can't wait to get on my computer.
Did I tell you Actionable CEO was different?
Yes.
Yes, 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 sure. Yes, yes, yes.
It's only
yes.
been 3 weeks for me, so.
Yeah. Why'd you guys join Actionable CEO? Who wants to go first?
You can go first. So I joined because I had just got into the six-figure EDU, and I missed out on the community part of it. Mm-hmm. And so the last meeting that we had, and it was only 4 of us on there. It was mm-hmm. so good. And I'm like, okay, if Actionable CEO is like this and I get information and think about things differently, expand mm-hmm. my knowing, then I want to join for that reason. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then I was on one of your lives before and it was so exciting. Like, I wanted to be there. I'm like, I'm signing up.
Have you enjoyed it so far?
I have. Yes, yeah, I have. Stuff. I really have. So,
hubby, you be in the background on my calls.
No,
okay,
because I told him, I'm like, no,
you go in another room and get your own membership.
Yes, no, but he needs to because he needs his own personality.
Yeah,
he needs his own personality in the community. So okay. I don't mm-hmm. want it to be like
a shared account.
Yeah,
yeah, no, yeah, for sure.
People
I got
need
you.
To know he has a lot to offer too. So it's like people need to he needs to share and receive. So
I love you being here to support her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And flying in. Y'all flew in from Chicago.
Yep.
So that, you know, you made an investment to be here. And I love that. And I also love that your husband is allowing you to find yourself. Mm-hmm. And allowing, I don't want to offend you by using that language, but mm-hmm. at least creating a space that makes you feel good about finding yourself as an entrepreneur.
I insist on it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't be. He wouldn't allow anything. Like, I couldn't be in it if I wasn't doing mm-hmm. something. He's like a team thriver type of person. You can't just be him alone.
Yeah.
You know, out there in the world doing his thing.
For sure. And once you get really, really good, then the real estate brand, mm-hmm. you know, that you have going, then you, I know you're helping behind the scenes there, but you can do, once you master understanding business, mm-hmm. You can pretty much go in any direction you want to go in. Yeah.
Go.
Nisha, why'd you join Actionable CEO? What's been your experience so far?
My experience has been amazing so far. I decided to choose you, Donnie, because when I watched you for a while before I even decided to join the program. And it's funny how she told us, make sure that you get testimonials too as well, because the testimonials will show the character of the person, the business, the brand, what they're doing, and also show how they engage, interact with other people, how they also been able to help others take their business to the next level. And I've watched you, and I've watched just how you move and just how you talk, and just you're so knowledgeable, and it's genuine. You can tell. You can tell, you know, and it's so genuine. And I just knew that this is where I needed to be, and this program and you will help me get to the next level. And I've had other mentors before, but it's just something different. I don't know what it is. It makes me scared, nervous, excited, all at the same time. And I'm just really, really excited. And I feel that you deserve your flowers too. And that's why I bought you some, because you brought me some. Yes. And I'm just excited. I'm excited to be here. I'm just excited to get to the next level. And I know it's not going to always be something we want to hear. Of course it's not. That's what we're here for. It's going to be things that we don't know. And I'm just excited for you to help me get there.
Thank you. Guys, you guys also have the benefit, because you are an actionable CEO. You have the benefit of following up from this conversation. So if I am you, when I open the floor for Q&A and we're having certain lessons, like, keep this conversation in mind. And your questions are like, hey, Donnie, I did the live coaching session with you. This is what you told me to do. This is what I've done. Like, what do you think? And make sure you're taking advantage of getting my feedback in that way. Like, this does not have to end here. And I'm even thinking about, I don't know, maybe we just started doing these sessions, but maybe in like 6 months or maybe in a year, we'll bring everybody back and say, like, where are you now? Yes. I'm thinking about it. Like, I don't know if I want to do like a live event or something to bring everybody to kind of just come in and say, that will motivate you to get it together?
Absolutely. Because now I'm like, it's accountability. Now I'm like, I can't come back and be like, you
we're
know.
Still in the same place from last year. Exactly. We're still trying to figure it out.
Okay.
No,
okay.
That's a push.
Maybe this is something then that I can do quarterly. What do y'all think about that?
Like
quarterly, we can do like a follow-up. Like, here were the entrepreneurs who were on the show. And then each quarter, here they are now, and this is what you've accomplished. You're smiling over there. What's going on?
That will grow everybody, including you.
This is actionable CEO. Yes. So you have to take the action. I want to see, like, I don't want this to just be a waste of you guys flew in from California and Chicago. I don't want this to be a situation where it's like people are flying in to be a part of this moment and they're not doing something. So I've been really like, with my clients who do VIP days, we have a follow-up, you know, like 30 days later to make sure and see what needs to happen next. And I want to carry the conversation on past this too. So maybe we'll do like a coaching reunion or something.
That would be really nice.
Super dope.
Let me think about it. Y'all know how I feel about live stuff and stuff. So we'll see. All right, you guys, thank you so much for being here. Your details will be, make sure Bree gets your details, because they'll be noted in the episode. You guys did fantastic. I hope you got the clarity that you were looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, good stuff.
And for you, thank you for sitting through this coaching session. I actually love the live coaching sessions. Let me know if you like this too. Like, are you learning something for your own business, things that you can apply to your own idea? And do you want to have an opportunity to sit on the sofa and get really clear with me on your own ideas? All you have to do is be a member of Actionable CEO. It's my mentorship community for entrepreneurs, where we get in and we're learning things to help us take bigger action, faster action in our own businesses. Because at the end of the day, I just want to see you succeed. If that is you, go to www.actionableceo.com, and I would love to have you. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club.
Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.